The early French pioneers in the West were familiar with the cooperative movement. Both well established in Europe and eastern Canada, the co-ops made their way west around the turn of the century. Either co-ops, credit unions, wheat pools, or consumer stores, each new community often organized these member-owned businesses. In 1924, eight enterprising farmers, a lawyer, and a merchant founded the Legal Co-op with $201.88. As the name suggests, the association followed the long-accepted cooperative principles. Each individual shareholder had one vote and received dividends according to the amount of business transacted with the store. The mural consists of three separate panels, each representing an aspect of the co-op's many services. During its early years, co-op sold important petroleum products to the area's farmers. One co-op bought Legal Mercantile, left panel, from Edmond Dozoy. In 1926, the business changed. Co-op began to sell general merchandise, and its wide veranda was an ideal meeting place for the local farmers. The center mural depicts Legal Mercantile's interior as it was in 1930, and represents the goods co-op began to sell in 1926, becoming the Walmart of its time. Shoes and hats hid under canned goods, clothes for sale hang on the left, and ties hang in the middle. In the 1960s, co-op added a butcher shop and joined Federated Cooperative Ltd., expanding its services. In the mural are portraits of a number of people who worked at the store over the years. The employees are at the forefront of any business's success, and the people were added as a tribute to them and their ongoing service to the community. And the third panel is one of the early petroleum delivery trucks, a welcome sight to many area farmers. The co-op has not stopped selling petroleum, crude oil products. In the 1950s, co-op expanded its petroleum trade, and in 1966, co-op bought some land and constructed its petroleum bulk station. Later that year, co-op purchased its first oil transport truck, right panel, which was essential to deliver appropriate services to co-op's customers. We see the Rivard family behind the truck. Three generations from the Rivard family sit on the Legal Co-op board following its opening. Both Eddie, second generation, born 1920, and Raymond Rivard, third generation, born 1946, served as board directors. The cooperative ideal of individuals helping each other still runs very strong in Legal. A legacy of our pioneer fathers reflected in our modern community. With a total investment of $201.88, the co-op has grossed over $7 million in sales since 2007.